Chodesh Tov Mevorach. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding on the bottom line of Tet Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding in the middle of the sugya of Ha'anaka. And yesterday the Gemara needed now a raya from Me'imach that a boreach is okay. Yotzei Begiron Kesev is not from you because he forces you to relinquish control by buying himself back. But a boreach to tell me that I don't need to have a din of Ha'anaka by Boreach, I mean, the Boreach hasn't finished his work. He's going to have to go back and work again. So what's the point of discussing the Ha'anaka? When he finishes his work, then we'll discuss it. But a Boreach in the middle, why in the world would there be a Chiyuv of Ha'anaka if he hasn't even finished working? Asks the Gemara today. So then, Boreach Hashlamaboy. A Boreach requires now a completion of the 6 years, the Tanya. Minayin le Boreach shechayav lahashlim. Talmud Lomar, Sheish Shanim Ya'avod, under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. Yochel Afilu Chala, how about if he got ill? The Mashmaut at this point is, how about if he got ill and didn't work at all during those 6 years? Talmud Lomar, Ubashvi'it Yetze. Somehow or other, no matter what, there's also an irrevocable Bashvi'it Yetze, which is Mashma, even if he was hollow. So anyway, back to the question, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no din of ha'anakana boreach? I might have thought that in this case we're talking about where the guy ran away, didn't complete his work, but before he had a chance to do his hashlama, comes along Yovel now, and he's now free. So So I would have said, okay, but under the circumstances, Lamaisa, he's gone out free from his she'ibut to you because of Yovel. And Yovel we usually called a shiluach ni'imach, if he hadn't been boreach. So what's the afkamina now that he was boreach? So the Yovel takes off the chiyuv of the Aveda, the same way it takes off the chiyuv of the Aveda of the guy who's in the middle of his sheishanim anyway. So I might have thought that in that case, it's called ni'imach, velo niknese, v'na'anikle. So let's not give him the knas because of the fact that he was boreach, so to speak. And in this case, he deserves a ha'anaka. Kamash, brother, nonetheless, the Torah views this as an abrogation of the chiyuv of ha'anaka. Omama, getting back to what you said before, you said yochal afilu chala. Now, there the mashmaut is afilu chala, absolutely. In other words, he didn't do any work for 6 years. So you might think that over there, he would still, in that case, be the same as a boreach that didn't complete it. And there would be no anoka tamad lomer bashvi'it yetze, and the bashvi'it yetze, there's no din of now having to be mashlim in 6 years, apparently the entire 6 years. So you're telling me, afilu chola koshesh? Is that true though? V'yotanya chola shalosh v'yavat shalosh eno chayav lashlim. If he was sick 3 out of the 6 years, but he worked for 3 years, so then there's no chiyuv of hashlama. But if he was chola koshesh, then there is a chiyuv of hashlama. And you said afilu chala, and you didn't qualify chala how much, which is the question of bashvit yetze, no matter what. Omrev sheshet, that's true. But that's talking about chala in a way which he couldn't work. So let's say he was unable to work out in the field. So we gave him some light sewing to do while he's in bed. But he was doing something. He was an osem ma'aseh machat. So during the entire period, he worked. And that's considered to be chala. So he couldn't do what he was hired to do. But on the other hand, Ubashvi'it yetze. By the way, the way you just said that makes absolutely no sense. It's a contradiction. Agufakashi. He started off saying, Amet chala shalosh ve'avat shalosh. So then in chayav lashvi. If he worked for 3 years out of the six, there's no chiyuv of hashlama. That makes it pretty clear, though, that if he was sick for 4 out of the 6, that there would be a chiyuv of hashlama. Ha'arba, chayav lahashlim. So then, and then you turn right around and you say, ema seifa, chala kol sheish, then chayav lahashlim. Mashma, that if you were only chala for 4 out of the 6 years, so then ena kinami, en chayav lahashlim, make up your mind. What is it that you need to be chala the entire 6? In order to be the chiyuv of hashlama? No, Alfi Kama. We start off with a clear-cut indication of the halacha. 3 out of 6. Anything more than that, chala arba, so then you're chayiv lashlim. The way that I put that is chala arba is the equivalent of chala kol sheish. So in other words, nasik mishakala kol sheish v'chayav lashlim. It was a very interesting thesis over here, who says that some bring a raya from here as to what the Torah's tolerance is for sick days for a worker. So in other words, I mean, apparently there were a lot of like today. The slackers were the school teachers. So he brings the case of the of the cheder rabbi, you know, who was sick like half of the time, but he wants his full salary because he says he didn't have an imrie, he gets his full salary if he was only worked 3 out of the 6. The Tosfos brings many rayas that the din of eved has nothing to do with the din of sechirut bichlal. So there's a special halacha, so her, either he works or he doesn't get paid. But meanwhile, he brings up an interesting thing. The Pashtuns would have learned that the 3 out of the 6 is like it did in Rove. As long as he worked at least half of the time. But Tosfos says that there's a special din of a sachir for a long period. And he brings a raya from Yeshayahu, and he says that could be that that's the whole mokum. Because in Yeshayahu it says, Miktzei shalosh bashanim, Kishnei Sakhir. So apparently there was a standard Shnei Sakhir, which tells us is the real meaning, Kepshute, of the Pasuk of Mishnei Sakhar Sakhir, Avat Hashay Shanim. Because he's working for you like double, over the course of 6 years instead of 3 years. Which gets Bechlal, he says, this din of 3 is because you work the entire Shnei Sakhir out of the 6. And Mamela, the Torah considered the Eved to be doing double the work of the Sakhir anyway. So if you did the full Sechirut, you did the full Sechirut, that's why you got paid. Not because it's Chesi. In which case, it sure has nothing to do with somebody's been paid on a per diem basis, or it certainly is not doing his work by the 3-year period. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbana, now that we've brought up the sugya of Ha'anaka, so what indeed is the shiur of Ha'anaka? Kama ma'anikim lo chamesh sla'im mikol min v'min she'em chamesh esrei sla'im divi Rabbi Meir. Since the Torah says b'feirush that you're supposed to give him mitzon necha umigor necha umiyikvecha, so now you're supposed to give from some of your sheep and from some of your tfuah and from some of your wine that you've grown, your vineyard, and each one of these, we'll see where Rav Meir gets the idea that each one of these should be chamesh slayim. Multiply the chamesh slayim by 3, and you come out with a minimal chamesh esrei slayim that you are supposed to give to your eved as he leaves at the end of shesh. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, shloshim kishloshim shel eved. Has to be 30 selah. And that's the equivalent of the shloshim shel eved that the Torah was machayev in the case where a shor kills an eved, says Xeris HaKosu, whatever the eved is worth, it's shloshim sela, that's what you pay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chamishim. You take chamishim shekel, chamishim is the highest erech that you would pay. If you say erech yalai or erech ploni yalai, the highest possible erech, erech is defined by the age of the person and the sex of the person. The highest erech is a zocher between 20 and 60, and that's a share of 50 selah.
How much is the sinai about in our time?
We worked out that dinner was 192 was a double selah, right? No, the Isser was 192nd, but the cell was 96 grains. 96 grains.
96 grains,
yeah.
Of
the dinner was 96 grains. So,
so dinner
of silver. So now you have to multiply.
How much is
by the 6. And you end up with, you do the multiplication. but I don't know what silver is, what silver is really worth now.
No, say in the grains or in grams. Yeah.
In grains. Omar Mar, so getting back at Rabbi Meir, Chamesh Selaim Ikol Min V'Min, Shem Chamesh Esrei Selaim Dev Rabbi Meir. Ask the Gemara, does Rabbi Meir intend to teach us how to multiply by 3? And I don't know, Remeir minyan atalashminan. What? You say chamishrei selo, or you say chamishrei slayim mikol min v'min. What do you have to add it up for us? That should be 15. No, he's coming to me a big chiddush. That he's telling us that it's the bottom line that counts, the 15 selo. But if batzelei mechad mina v'tofelei mechad mina leslamba, it's not that it has to be literally five bitzon, five migoren, five miyeke. It's that the Torah is indicating the total should be five times these three. And if you vary it, fine, you can vary it, that's fine. Where does Rabbi Meir come off saying that it's Hamisha Slaim? Where does it say that in the Pasuk? Does it say that? My time at Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, if you take a look at the Pasuk, a very strange Pasuk, the Torah puts together the idea that Kol v'chor panecha tivdeh, v'lo yerahu panai reikam. Lawyer Upanai Rekam, it didn't all us for yet. So what's coming to tell me this halacha now Rekam on the Bechor? What does Rekam have to do with it? So therefore it's coming to tell me over here that the Rekam that we talk about in Hanakah Vatish Kita Shachenu Chofshimi Imach Loti Shachenu Rekam is meant to be compared to the Rekam of Kol Bechor Banecha Tifteh. What's the Rekam of Kol Bechor Banecha Tifteh? Malahal Chamisha Slaim, Afkan Chamisha Slaim. So therefore, it means five sela. And maybe you'll say it means five sela in total. Ve'ima Chamesh Slaim Mikulo. No. See, if it would have first said the din of Anek Tanik Lo Mitzonecha Migoran Chao Miikvecha, and then would have said Lo Teshachan Reikam, you'd be right. Because then Reikam is defined on all of the above. But since over here, Ashlech Reikam Bereisha, first it says, Lo Teshachanu Reikam, and then says, Anek Taniklo, from these three things. That means apply the Reikam to each of these three things, which means that it's five times three. So, Shti Reikam Hatzon, Reikam Agoren, Reikam Ayekev. Yeah, but that's all assuming that the Reikam is referring to the Pidyon Bechor. But that pasuk is not only referring to Pidyon Bechor, obviously. The simple meaning of Lo Yeru Panai Reikam is Oilas Ria. Oilas Ria doesn't have to be, I mean, the maximum Oilas Ria is Shteima, Libra Beit Shammai. That's nothing. So instead of learning out Chamisha Tzlaim, let's learn out Shteima. There's an Elif Reikam Reikam Yolas Ria. Or Makra. No, since it's clear that the intent of the pasuk is to increase the amount of the tip that you're giving him. Because why does it say, Asher Biracha Hashem Elokecha Titen Lo? What's that additional, Asher Biracha Hashem Elokecha, is to give you the sense of the increase. So Mamela, if you got a choice of learning the Reikam from Pidyon HaBen, or you have the Reikam from almost nothing, the value of Oilas Ria, certainly the Torah is indicating, learn it out from the Reikam of Oilas Ria. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. So Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says, no, the Yesod is Shloshim, Kishloshim Shel Eved. And what's the halacha? Why we learn it from there? My time, the Rabbi Yehuda. He says, learn it out from Gzeirah Shavah, not of Rekam Rekam, but rather of Nitina Mi Eved, which says over here, Titenlo at the end. So Asher Beracha Hashem Lokecha Titenlo. And it says the same Loshon of Titenlo by Kesef Shloshim Shkalim, Yitain Adonav. So Mala Alan Shiloshim, Afkan Shiloshim. So therefore, it makes sense to learn it out from Shloshim Shalevet. Aye, why not learn it out of Nelef Nitina Nitana Miarachim? And learn out the Chamishim in the same way that we saw Rebbe Shimon learned Chamishim? Because over there, it also uses the Loshon of Nitina by Erachim. So Nitina Nitana Miarachim Alan Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? I mean, choda tafasta mu rubelo tafasta, tafasta mu tafasta. First of all, what do you mean? You have a choice of learning it out from Arachim, which is Chamishim, and then you could learn it out from Shloshim Shekel Shel Eved, which is the Muad. So the klal is, this is Occam's razor. You have, what right do you have to take more information? The Torah is giving you the minimal information. The most you can extract from this pasuk is to compare it to Shloshim Shel Eved, besides which, the Od, Eved mi Eved, Avilei L'Melech. It makes much more sense. We're learning out Dinim of Eved. So the Torah gave us a Din of Eved of Shloshim, which is like just, you know, pictures out of a hat. In other words, it means that the Torah has some sense of the relationship of Shloshim Shekel to Eved. So then if that's the case, it makes more sense to apply that din of Shloshim to the din of Hanakat Eved. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Chamishim ke Chamishim Shebarachim. I say it goes by the 50 in Erechim. My time Rabbi Shimon, he indeed learns out Netinah Netinah Mirachim. Mala Halam Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. Ah, you'll ask, so maybe Ema Pepachot Shebarachim? So maybe it means the lowest Erech. Why are you going to the highest Erech? 50? No, that's because since it says Asher Beracha Hashem Elokecha, so that makes sense that we should learn it out from the best. Because we're trying to be mosi if the Torah's indication is give him a good tip. Why don't we learn out Netina Netina from Eved and learn like Rabbi Yehuda Malal and Shlosh Rafkan Shloshim? Answers now. Rabbi Yehuda, that continues the question. Because first of all, I mean, the advantage in that would be Choda, the Tafas Merubalot, the Tafas, you're going to 50 instead of 30. And besides, Rabbi Shimon makes so much more sense, because after all, Eved mi Eved, Avilei Lamolik, you should learn out from Eved, no? It's a little bit strange, because we already explained why it is that we don't go to the lower. By saying Chodat Tafasta Merubalot Tafasta, I mean, we were happy by saying Asher Yivorecha Asher Melukecha indicates the higher amount, not the lower amount. So we've already decided that Tafasta Merubalot Tafasta should not apply. Why are we now asking that it should apply? So Tosfos says that there's really a very big difference between the original Tafasta Merubalot Tafasta that we asked, that we answered, Asher Yivorecha Asher Melukecha, in this case. Because the original case had one Recha. That Recha meant either the din of the Bechor. The Torah said two things, Ko Bechor Panach, the Tifter, and Kitavod Rote Panai. So what's the Recha going on? So now you have a choice, is it going on this, is it going, but it's one Recha. So now we have to balance what the Recha of the Hanukkah is referring to. Over there, it makes sense to say Tafasta Merubalot Tafasta. No, the Torah wants you to take that Recha. But over here, if you have a Netinami Eved, and you have a Netina from Arachi, and you're trying to determine which one it is you're learning from, if there's a Svora to learn from one and not from the other, such as over here, where it says Eved mi Eved Avilei Lamela, you're not going to say that it makes sense to switch to Erechim because you were looking for the better tip. In other words, if it's within the same pasuk, now the question is, okay, the whole thing is balanced, what is there one should look at? Fine, makes sense to say, give him a better tip. But if there's a Svora that we're comparing Eved to Eved and not Eved to Erechim, and we're not going to say, give a better tip means let's move from Eved to Erechim. So that, therefore, over here, the Gemara's Kasha is very much in place. So for Eved, Be'eved, Avei, Le'malet, answers the Gemara, but you see, Rabbi Shimon, you thought that that was the point. But actually, Rabbi Shimon was not learning Netinah from Netinah, which indeed would have left you with the question of why not learn out from the Netinah Shloshim Shel Eved, from the Yitain by the Hanoka. Rather, what it was learning out was Dafka Micha Micha, was the din of Mach. So in other words, each one of these Shitas had been Makabel a different Gzeira Shava. Rabbi Meir was Makabel Rekam Rekam. Then Rabbi Yehuda was learning Netina Netina, and Rabbi Shimon was learning the din of Im Machu Mir Kecha, which is the din of Erechin, and V'chiyo Mucha Kicha, which is the din of Mechirat Eved. So there the Torah is comparing Micha's sense of being poor and needing to desperately work things out. And over there, he's learning directly. There is no alternative Gzeirah Shavah. There's no din of Mach that appears by Shloshim Shel Eved. And therefore, we learn out over here, Imachu Mi'arkecha directly. Now, Bishleim of the Rabbi Meir. The way Rabbi Meir is learning that the Rekam is the basis, and the Rekam is now to be applied to all of the three, Tzon, Goren, Yekev. So then it makes sense that the Torah should say Tzon, Goren, V'Yekev to multiply the Shear of Rekam by those three things. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what's the point of saying Tzon, Goren, Yekev if the din is a certain value that's given by either the Micha Micha or Netina Netina. So then what do we need the three mentions for? Milomali. Amiboyla, even according to them, it's required for the same thing that the following brighter learns out from the Pasuk. Look at it, Tanya. Yochol lo yu ma'anikim ela mitzon goren v'yeker. Minayin l'rabot kol davar. You might think that you need to give dafka those three things, either tzon, goren, yekev, in various amounts, but it's got to come from those three issues. How do you know that you give anything at all, that the whatever it is that you're farming and you're doing, whatever it is. If that's the case, continues the Braita, Bracha means things that grow. Bracha is expansion. So if you have tzon, goren, v'yekev, they're going to continue to expand. Mashenken, if you have cash, the rent's going to continue to go down in value. So it's going to, where's the bracha? So therefore, it comes to tell me, dafka, these things that expand in value naturally, that's bechlal bracha. But money doesn't expand. Yatzuk safim divi Rabbi Shimon. So you don't give him cash. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, that's not true. You can always invest cash, make money. That's right.
Yeah.
No, the only thing that's not bechlal bracha is something that's be'etz and sterile. So in other words, you're talking about peradot, you're talking about mules. Okay, so that's something that has no bracha. So now, why is it that Rabbi Shimon doesn't like that pshat? Says Rabbi Shimon, well, peradot, I mean, you buy a small mule and you raise it and it gets big, so it's still mishakha megufayo. I mean, it may not reproduce, but it's certainly, you can have a farm of these things and ship them off and make money on it. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov says, well, you say the same thing about your money. It's on the contrary. Ksafim avi bu'iska. What do you mean? You invest money. You make money. What do you say? Money is not considered to be a bracha. I mean, if that's the case, for sure money is a bracha. So now, tzricha. Because ikas rachman et son. Let's say the Torah would have said son alone. So then I would have said, okay, maybe this means dafka din, that there's a chiyuv to give ba'alei chayim. So things that are living and that increase through living organisms, yes. But things that have to be grown from the ground, gedulei karka, lo. Therefore, comes along, says the Gemara, goren, that even gedulei karka, on the other hand, let's say, would say goren. So then I would have said, maybe this is a specific din in farming, that there's a halacha, somebody helps you being a farmer. So then you give them the things that are growing. Like we have many halachas that if you're working and things that are growing and so on, you go and you're allowed to take from them while you're working. So I would have thought, dafka gidulei karkayin, but balei chayim lo. Therefore, katav rachmana tzon. So now we know that we have both the balei chayim and things that are growing. What about yekev? Yekev lomali? Ah. So lamar lamute ksafim, lamar lamute pradot. In other words, the truth is that obviously the two sfaras are still good sfaras, right? In other words, you can make money on peradot. You can't say that bechlal not included in bracha, and you can make money on money. You can't say that it's bechlal. So the question over here is, if it hadn't been for an indication that there's some other miut over that the Torah wants you to be very medayeh, which one is more reasonable, I clearly would have said both, and I would not have been memayet now, ksafim and peradot. Therefore, comes along the third to say, no, take your choice. But it can't be everything. Tana Rabban, Asher Biracha Hashem Lokecha. Since the Torah says, the din of Ha'anaka is in terms of Asher Birachacha, and only then Titein Lo, the Mashma'ut is, and I would have thought, that Yochol Nidborech Bait Biglalo, the Torah seems to be putting together the Bracha with the fact that you need to give him a tip. But suppose ever since he came into the house, things have been going downhill instead of uphill. So Asher Yivaracha Hashem Elokecha would be dafka if this guy's work ends up being a bracha. But how about if this guy's work was not a bracha for you? So you might have thought, Nidbarecha Bait Biglalo Manikim Lo. Lo Nidbarecha Bait Biglalo Ein Manikim Lo. And of course, this is a major concern when it comes to tips in general, right? I mean, it's always the issue. They expect a tip, even though they did an awful job, right? So, like, to what extent does the tip reflect what kind of work the person does? Or is it just sort of, it's a formal chiyuv that you're supposed to give no matter what.
Depends whether you go on the square or you go.
Yeah.
The one forces you to pay.
Right.
And they take all.
Yeah. So okay, but I'm not being facetious. This is machlokas tanoim. How do we look at the chiyuv of anarka? Is it really based on how the guy performed or not? So therefore, Taina is now, says the Tanakama, Talmud Lomar, the double lashon of ha'anik to anik comes to tell me mikom makom, even if he did a lousy job. So then, why say asher beracha? Ken mata melomar asher beracha? No, that's upper limits. You see, hakol lefi habracha tein lo. In other words, whatever the bracha was, so then, if indeed, I mean, look, this guy ended up doing a tremendous job and there was a great increase in your business, so then, you give him more of the hanaka. But there's certainly a minimal level of hanaka which the Torah defines, which is a formal chiyuv. So this is an interesting combination of approaches to the concept of hanaka. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we know lots of people like this, he says, Devarim kichtavam. What are you talking about? The Torah says, if you did a good job, you give him a tip. If you didn't do a good job, you don't give him a tip. Nitbarech habayit biglalo manikim lo, lo nitbarech habayit biglalo, in manikim lo. Obviously, by the way, the din of mitbarech habayit biglalo doesn't mean literally his work. It's also the whole metzias of the person, you know, like the Odon of Yosef was saying, or Lovan was saying, you know, nichashti, and I understand all the bracha comes from you. I mean, but it's his involvement with your things. So then you give him. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says over here, Asher Beracha. If that's the case, it came out, Talmud Lomar, Anek Ta'ani, Kaliba, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I don't need a ribui to tell me, because he's saying, Adarabba, you don't give him if he doesn't deserve it. It's not coming for anything. Dibra Torah, Lashon B'nei Adam, and Anek Ta'ani simply means every translator. Definitely give him that tip. If the baruch habayit biglalo, it's not coming to be marbe even if lo. Tan rabbana, eved ivri ovet etabein veino oved etabat. Amazing. If an owner dies, so the eved ivri will continue to work for his son, but will not work for any other heir, even for a daughter. Ama ivriya bechalal is not part of a yerusha. Ena ovedet lo etabein velo etabat. Hanirtza. Somebody who now his term was increased to Yovel through Ritzia Ha'ozen, and someone who was sold to Novi Kochavim, which is the closing case in Vayikra, Eino Oved, if the owner dies, does not work for any heir. Lo Ataben Velo Atabat. Omar, let's start at the top. Evidibri Oved Ataben Veino Oved Atabat. Boy, that is weird. Mina and Emil, where do you come up with a thing like that? Tan Rabbanan. The avatcha sheishanim. This isn't the avat sheishanim, but rather it should work for you. Lecha velo leyoreh. She only works for you, but not for a distant heir who is not a son. And what's the lo atabein? Lo atayoreh. Ata omer lecha velo leyoreh. That's very nice that you think so. I mean, where does it say that? Why doesn't it say lecha? You and only you. Velo lebein. Well, we mean it says sheishanim yavod. It doesn't say yavodcha. It's coming to tell me now that you do have to work for the bain. That's coming to tell me, lecha, velo leyoreh. In other words, it's only the greatest natural Yerusha which goes to the bain. Specifically, that's the norm. So there, yavod. But anything else is v'avotcha. I mean, I don't barait el rabot etapen velo tzietah. What about a brother? A guy who dies, leaving a brother as an heir. Brother is an awfully important heir, because, as I was going to point out in a moment, he's the only person that will stand in the shoes of the deceased. So, I mean, if he's the guy that is actually going to be taking his wife, he shouldn't take his evet. So maybe that's the point. Well, how do you know not to be motzi the ach and to be marba the ben? You should say maybe just the opposite. No, marba aniyat ha-ben. We know that a ben is the one who takes the place of the father in terms of yud. So in other words, if in fact an ama ivriya, the money, the odin doesn't want to take the ama, but he wants to use the money to be makadisher for his son, he can. That's the only one he can be makadisher to. So it means the son is viewed as part of the kinyan of the Oma Ivriya. I was kind of this Oma Ivriya, either to use that money for myself or my ben. That's a pretty clear indication that the ben is an extension of the father when it comes to use of Evan Evan. Furthermore, is the achuza, where the din over there is, if somebody takes the property that he was no chel, and he gives it now to Agdish, and he isn't paid at it, but rather somebody else comes along and buys it from the gizvar, then the halacha is that when Yovel comes, it is not given back to the owner at all. It's mitchalek l'kohanim. Unless the son was the one who bought the field. If the son goes to the gizvar and he buys the field, so then it's not mitchalek l'kohanim. Indeed, it remains with the yoresh. So there we also have a halacha that is unique to a ben, and therefore we should view the ben as being the equivalent of the father for the Eved Ivri. Says, I would say, why don't we say that the brother who is mamish, the only guy who can actually be the brother, so he's the one who's the closest yoresh, really now. And if there would have been a son, there would have been Yibum. So that's the one that's really there is the son. Klum yesh Yibum. Ela b'makom she'ein bein. Oh, yesh bein ein Yibum. I mean, obviously the presence of a son now, it completely obviates the whole necessity for the Yibum. So what if we're going to the Ach, where the Ach was only there as a second choice for the bein? So, wait, so time at Ika Pircha. Alav Ochi Ach Adif. What you're saying that if I hadn't come up with that little chop, so then I would have indeed said that a brother is more chashuv than the son. I mean, why don't we simply say, typically, da'ocha tarte, va'ocha chada? I mean, we had one thing that the ach is better in, and that's yibum. We had two things that the son is better in, which is te'achuza now, and the din of yud. So why don't we just say, okay, so the son is more likely to be the default for the va'avatcha, for the avavad, because of the fact that in two other issues we find him standing with Mokum Ha'av, whereas the Ach we only find in one issue standing with Mokum Ha'av. So why don't we say, if we often do that, but we're trying to add up which one we should utilize in this Svara. Yeah, but you see, Stechus and Ami Mihai Pirch with the Kanafik Leilatana, Klum Yeshu Yibum, Elav Mokum She'en Ben. I mean, the only way that I know the din of Steyachuza, and because the Torah over there also is Marva, so over there we also said, is it the Ach or is it the Ben? Who would have been paid? The only way we came up with the Pshat and Steyachuza was, the bottom line, was by saying the same Sfora, Klum Yeshi Yibum, Elav Amakam Shein Ben. So it would have been rather sophistry to come along now and pretend, well, it's already given. We might as well go straight to the Makar. This is the Makar of Stachus itself. Can't really add it up. Oh, my Ivri, I know, Vedas Lois Abin Velot Abad, there's no din Bechlal of Yerushan and Oma Ivri Yaminonimile, Oma Rabbi Potter, the Oma Kra, the Afle Amatechata Asekain. Now that Posik, which is coming after two dinim, it's coming after the Alocha of Ha'anaka, and it comes right at the end of the pasuk Avalakachta Marzeav and Atata Bozno, etc., etc. The Afla Matacha Tazake. Now we know, as we'll see later on, that there is no din of Ritzia on a bat, meaning on an Amma. So if the Amma decides she wants to hang around, it can't be talking about Afla Matacha Tazake to make a hole in her ear. That we'll see later on. And as the Rambam points out, I mean, he says, look, but if you look in the pasuk, he says, so what do you mean? Is it Oma Ivriya Osega Haftias Adoniv Es Ishtiv Es Banayim? The whole introduction to the din of Ritzia is talking about a male. So it makes a great deal of sense, even mipatshit to the pasuk. But in any event, when it says Afle Matchatas, again, it's got to be referring to the thing directly before the Ritzia, which is the halacha now of the Hanakaz, we'll see later on. And when it's coming to tell me Aflamatchata Seke in the context of Ritzia, what could that mean? Ah, must be to compare now an Oma Ivriya to a Nirtza. Hikishakatov the Nirtza. Man Nirtza. I know as we're going to see. There's no din of Yerusha at all by Ritzia. So too, Aflamatcha, treat her the same way. And that would mean Avama Ivri, I know that it was a ben velot abat. Really? That's what we learn out from Aflamat Chata Sekin? I thought we learned out Aflamat Chata Sekin for Hanakaz, I just mentioned to you, which is the previous passage. So, Vahaila Matchata Sekin Achyudiata, Hami Boile Lekitanya, the Afli Amatchata Sekin, Darshan's the brighter. This comes to tell me, Laha Anik, that you have to give Hanakaz to an Ama Ivriya. Maybe it means literally Ritziah, which is the last thing. Aflamatchav is that same posik, which is Lakachat Amartzea. No. This can't mean Ritziah, because it says over there Ve'im Yomar Ha'eved V'lo Ama Ivriya. So we've accounted for Ritziah. Hare Ritziah Amur that it does not apply to an Ama. Ama Nimikayim Afle Amatchat Asekein Leha'anik. But how can you use it to tell me that it's coming to compare the Amma to the Nirtza, to say that she's Eina Ovedet, Lo Etabein, Lo Etabat? No, wait. It's two different issues over here. Ta'asekein, okay? Ta'asekein means there's something that you're going to do for her. Well, what is that? It's certainly not referring to the Ritzia, as we've seen. What are you going to do for her? The only thing you can do for her is the Anaka. Now, the other question is, so why in the world is it comparing it here at the end of the pasuk of Ritzia, if it's coming to talk about Hanukkah? That's a different issue. That's to put together the dinim of the Oma Ivriya with the Nirtzav to teach me a halacha, that they're similar. What is that halacha that they're similar? That there's no din of Yerusha. But that doesn't exclude the other word of Taaseh. You tell me, do this for her. Do what for her? So if it's not Ritzia, it's got to be talking about Hanukkah. Therefore, we learn out both issues from the Pasuk of Lamatchat Asekin. Okay, so you said on Nirtza, and Animkar Oved Kochavim, Eino Oved Lo Et Aben Velo Et Abat. Once again, remember that we are learning over here the different dinim of Eved, because there are five different categories of Eved. It's very important to remember the dinim in which they are differentiated, right? So again, just to remind you, we have the din of Alma Ivriya, which is very different from the din of Eved Ivri. And then we have the Eved Ivri, which is also Nirtza, which is certainly different than the other two. Then we have the difference between the Stam Eved, who's Nimkar Bebeis Din, which is the case of Bishpatim and Re'eh. And then we have the Im Yomuch Achicha, which is the Mocher at Atzmo, the end of Ayikra. Then we have the closing case of a Nimkar La'akum, which also is special halachas, one of which is right here, that the din is that a Nimkar La'avikachavim, there's no din of Yerusha Bichlal, even to the Bain. So it was even though if he would be Nimkar to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, then the son of that Yisrael would be Eved with the Eved, although not the daughter. But when it comes to Eved was Nimkar, he had to sell himself to a Goy. In that case, if the Goy dies, he will not work for, even for the son. Okay. So how do we know these two things? Nirtza, we know because it says, V'ratza Adonavet ozno b'marzeh v'avado la'olam. Why doesn't it just say, V'avado la'olam, he'll work forever, until Yoga? The avado is saying that this halach of Nirtza is a private and personal relationship to the Adon who did the Ritzia. And it is not a normal monetary relationship which can be transferred to the son. Therefore, it's either avado or bust. So it therefore doesn't work. Lo etaben velo etabat. How do we know a nimka lo vikochav? Minayin? Omar chizkia, omar kro, vichishav imkoneihu. When it comes to the din of Giron Kesev, you make the cheshbon only with the guy that bought him. Velo im yorshe koneihu. There is no din of making a cheshbon with a yorish. Why? Because there will never be a case where you're going to have to pay to be yotzei from a yorish. Because clearly, it was no Yerusha. Omar Rava, this proves conclusively that there is a Yerusha of a guy to his son. So from here you see that Dvar Torah, Midiraisa, Novikachovim, is Yoreshet Aviv. Shinemar Vichishavim Koneo Veloim Yorshe Koneo. Why would the Torah have to say Vichishavim Koneo to be Motzi the Yoresh if there's no such thing as a Yoresh? Michlal to eat La Yoreshi. So in other words, this is a din specifically in terms of an Eved Ivri that the Torah doesn't want that supposed transferred to a child, even though we will allow a Goy to buy a Jew and protect his rights to that Jew, but it has to be clear that it's not a thing that he owns that he can give over to his heirs. Okay, but that means that there are, in general, there would be heirs. So that proves that there's a din of Yerusha. However, a ger is not Yoresh, a father who is a goy, midiraita. That's eino midivrei Torah, that's only midivrei sofri. It's not. Ger v'oved kochavim, and I'll prove that to you from the following Mishnah. If a man dies, and he leaves two sons, one of whom was a ger, and one of whom who remained a goy, she yorshua taviyam oved kochavim, and now they inherit their father. Now the problem is that the father owns a lovely collection of idols, right? And now that's fallen into the rishus of the ger, and what you can do with that? And besides the other things, so it says the Mishnah, the ger can tell his brother, the Ovid Kochavim, look, why don't you take dad's idol collection, you know, and I'll take I'll take the bank account. Vanima Od. Or if the father had this tremendous wine collection, all of which was the idol. So you take the wines, and I'll take the payroll.
The Jewish
Senate is doing
more negotiating.
Well, obviously. Tolata yayin Vani perot. However, once it already came into his rishus, now he can't do an exchange. In other words, he can't open up the package. Oh, no, they sent me the yayin nesef. Hey, wait, hey, go. So then he can't switch it. So, Chabisha Bar Lishus, the ger asur. Why? Because then, basically, he's going to be taking the money for Yayin Esa. That he can't do it for the idols. That he can't do. So now, Isak, that the Uraita, says Rava, if Lamaisa, Midiuraita, inherited this Yayin Esa, or the idol collection, so, Kilo Bol Rishus Anami, what's the Nafkamina, whether it physically came into his Rishus? If it would be a true Yerusha, that he was Yerush at the moment the father died, so then, Kishakil, if he would be taking now in exchange, he would be taking Yisuri Hana'ah, Chilufei Avodat Kofri with the Kashaka. So clearly, it's only in Rabbanan. Why did they make the Gezerah? Gezerah, David Rabbanan, Shemi Yachzor Lesuro, because the guy will figure, oh no, here I became a Jew. No, I stood to inherit 20 million rand. Forget it, no more Jew. Now, the Mises thesis points out, it's not going to make any difference that he says no more Jew because he's still a Jew. What's he going to do about it? But he may think that it makes a difference. So the male because of the surah. Now, obviously, you can also learn that it might be Nogea, whether the family would accept him also as a Jew. Okay, but the passage is built into the halacha of whether he would be Yerush or not.
But isn't the halacha by the Rambam that if the girl Zorash Chazir?
Yeah, Chazir?
Yeah.
No.
He is allowed to sell it.
Yeah, that's not Yisuri Hanah. That's where some. That's a different question. We make exactly shouldn't be. You shouldn't be Eisek in Ma'acholas Asuras. Yeah. But if it comes your way, you have a right to get rid of it. It's completely.
Yeah, in
the same. No, yeah, that's Yisuri Hanah. And if you take the money, you're being nana from Yisuri Hanah. Chazir is not Asur Bana. Right. Says the Gemara, but wait. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm still not finished. Tanya Miyachi. We also see this in a Braita, because it's Bamed, Varma Murim Kishi Yorshu. This whole halacha is Dafka if it's coming as a Yerusha. So then you can make the deal that you're going to split it in this fashion. Ava Kishi Nishtatfu. If you really owned it, Peshutafut, it would be Asur. So therefore you see that, yeah, normally, obviously, you would be basically joint owners in the estate. So you see from here that it's a din in the Rabbanan, the things that they said that you're yourish, in this fashion, Mishabol or Rishuto. And otherwise they didn't say it. Fine. The other case would be an Oved Kochavim, who would be now Yoresh as Hager, or a Ger who would be Yoresh Hager, that is not even Min Rabbanan. That would be eino lo midivrei Torah velo midivrei sofrim. So in other words, in a case where the father went ahead and was midgayer, and now the son is an Ovid Kirchavi, or a father and a son who are both mitgayer, then there's no din even mitrabbana of Yerusha. Titznan, that too is in the Mishnah. Lavan ma'ot min ager shenitgayeru banavimo. Somebody now borrows money from a ger whose children became gerim at the same time, and the guy dies. Lo yachzir lebanav, does not have to give back the money to the children of that man, because they don't inherit him, even mirabonah. The imi yachzir ein ruach hachomim noche emenu. If he does give it back, so some learn, the Ritva learns, some other Rishani, that this doesn't mean that the Chachamim disapprove. I mean, why would the Chachamim disapprove? It simply means that you might think you're doing something that will earn you brownie points in the Beis HaMidrash. No. It's not something that's in... You want to give away your money? Give it away to whoever you want. I mean, there's no... But there's certainly no Indian that the Chachamim say, gee, it's a nice thing to do. It's not even a nice thing to do. They're completely, totally unrelated. There's no reason for us to pretend that they're related. There's nothing, no takana that we need to make. Others learn that Adarabha, you're really undermining the sensitivity to the complete ischachus of a ger. You're pretending, well, yeah, it's not really iskakot and shenayla dami, you know, he remains sort of a guy, which is not true. These are new creations, so you don't want to undermine that sense. And therefore, it really is not the right thing to do. So the Tzan Lava Moz Ben Agersh is Gai Rabbanav Imo, Lo Yachzir Lavanav, Imi Chzein Ruach HaChonin, No Chaymeno. Ask the Gemara, really? Is that true? I thought that the din was, V'atanya Ruach HaChonin, No Chaymeno. Another Brisa says that it's actually the right thing to do, and the Chachonin encourage it. No, there's two different cases. Lokasha, over here it's different. It's Kansha Horato V'Leidato, in a case where he would go ahead now and have a son after now the giyur. So over there, the son was born now to the guy after the family was misgayer. So then it looks mamish like it's a regular Jewish family. Because people don't realize that the conception over here was basically before. So in that case, we do want to encourage the relationship because of the chashash, then maybe you will confuse it with a real relationship. Okay, well, I guess we'll stop. Sure. One second. Could I just stop here a minute? I mean, we could go to that quickly, or you're in a rush. The sugya ends at two dots. The sugya you wish. Go? Okay. Rabbi Bar Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, I got a simple raya that an Ovi Kachom is Yerushat Aviv. Not this complicated roundabout raya that since there had to be my Kachom, it's a Beferish of Pasek. Dichtiv ki Yerushala Esav Natati Tasir. Boom. What do you need it? There you go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Yerusha from Avram Avinu as a Yerusha to Esav. No, he gets on raya. Esav's not a goy. Esav is a Yisrael Mumer. So, of course, you may treat a Yisrael Mumer different. Dilma, there's immense implications. So, Dilma Yisrael Mumer shiny. Okay, let me offer. Kill even a lot, natati et ar Yerusha. How about that? For Pia Barovin, what doesn't Rabbi Barovin like with Rava's drasha? My time long ago, what do you mean, what doesn't he like? Read the pasuk. I mean, you're making a drasha. Don't you make the diak in the pasuk? And now that you have the diak, you make, why do we need the diak? Come off it, man. You got to finish your pasuk. Learn how to finish your pasuk. V'rava, my time alamak, Rabbi Barovia. He says, you can't bring a raya from there because the relationship from Lot to Avram means it was given b'schus Avram, and that's b'shem kvodo de Avram. Going to bring a general raya, Rakhadosh Baruch Hu is saying, we're going through now the whole thing. You know, I took the Eretz Rephaim and I gave it to Avram Avinu, so I gave this Eretz to them and this Eretz to them. So that proves it is Yerusha in general to Bnei Lot. It proves that B'keyach Avram Avinu, that relationship is Shaykh to Yerusha.